A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station. The KSL 5 o'clock report begins now.
Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story on the 5 o'clock report. A Mill Creek father is giving his side of the story about what led up to a standoff between a 61-year-old man and a SWAT team that lasted for hours yesterday. The dad claimed a neighbor punched his young child. Then the neighbor pulled a gun. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson spoke with the dad, and Paul's live now. What led up to this?
Well, the dad and investigators say that the man confronted the two boys who were riding their dirt bikes up and down Troy Way when Richard Lindham stopped the boys and then punched the six-year-old. The boy's father, Chris Allerton, tells KSL that Lindham pulled out a gun after the punch, and Allerton tried to follow Lindham from a safe distance.
I also pulled my phone out to record, and so just for evidence and whatever, but he got frustrated about that and at that point actually fired a shot at me.
Allerton says two more shots were fired shortly after that. Lindham was reportedly highly intoxicated when he was surrendered to police after the SWAT standoff. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Thank you, Paul. KSL News Time 501. Is this right, Todd? Police say a man tried to stab his own grandmother this morning?
It's true, Jeff. 26-year-old Zachary Rayner is a suspect in the stabbing of his own grandmother in Mill Creek this morning. The grandmother had stab wounds to her arms and abdomen area. She was taken to the hospital for emergency surgery. Rayner's been in trouble with the law before. In April, he was arrested for fighting on the street with his live-in girlfriend. She said he grabbed her and slapped the salad that she was eating out of her hand. Unified Police says now Rayner's been booked into jail on suspicion of attempted homicide. 3 weeks until the Salt Lake City mayor's election. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Aerts live at the KSL Elections Desk.
Todd, the candidates each joining inside sources today. Luz Escamilla talking about her 8-point plan for affordable housing.
Very intentional. It's about funding. It's about also utilizing our current inventory that we have to develop in a smart, sustainable way.
Meantime, Erin Mendenhall says she'll work independent of the state to help tackle air quality.
We know that we need to reduce vehicle emissions and make it easier for people to get in and out and around our city. So growing our public transportation system will be one of the first endeavors I take on.
KSL News Radio will air a debate between the two at noon next Monday. Live from the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Aerts, KSL News Radio.
The Salt Lake City detective who was fired for putting a U of U nurse in handcuffs is now suing the department. He had ordered the nurse to draw blood from a patient that had been in a crash. She said she couldn't because he was unconscious and couldn't get his consent. Now, the detective, Jeff Payne, claims he was wrongfully terminated a couple of years ago. The lawsuit says that Payne is like a rooster in a cockfight staged and orchestrated by the people at the SLCPD and those in charge of the burn unit. He says he was just following orders. Payne wants more than $300,000 in damages. The president's economic obliteration of Turkey may have begun. Maria Chaleo's live at the KSL National News Desk.
Todd, the Trump administration imposing sanctions on Turkey this afternoon over its actions in northeastern Syria.
These sanctions are both primary sanctions as well as secondary sanctions for any financial institutions that are doing significant transactions.
That is Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin. He says the sanctions are against current and former officials of the government of Turkey and any persons contributing to the destabilizing actions. We also learned in the past half hour that the U.S. is also calling for an immediate ceasefire in Turkey's strikes against the Kurds in Syria. Vice President Pence will lead the mediation effort. He says he will be leaving as quickly as possible to launch negotiations to end the violence and reach a longtime border settlement. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill holding another closed-door hearing related to the impeachment investigation against the president. They are hearing from Fiona Hill, a former national security aide with expertise on Russia. But Congressman Lee Zeldin says all facets of the investigation should be transparent.
The whistleblower, by the way, should absolutely be here to testify in front of us.
Six different congressional committees are playing a role in the impeachment inquiry. And the Texas officer responsible for shooting a black woman at her home resigned just a few hours ago. Tatiana Jefferson was playing video games with her nephew early Saturday when the white police officer shot and killed her. Police Chief Ed Krause says the officer's resignation is a moot point.
They would have fired him for violations of several policies, including our use of force policy, our de-escalation policy, and unprofessional conduct.
Body cam footage shows the officer did not identify himself and opened fire just seconds after demanding Jefferson show her hands. Live at the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
The body of a Utah tech leader was found over the weekend. Aaron Valenti, the CEO of Tinker Ventures, was in Silicon Valley for work and missed her flight home on Monday. Then a volunteer from a Facebook search group found Valenti dead in San Jose in the back seat of a rental car on Saturday night. Her husband, Harrison Weinstein, says he last spoke to her that day.
Trying to figure out where she was. She was still saying, I'm going to the airport, but was also bouncing off of topics.
He adds that she didn't have any history of mental illness. We'll go in depth on this at 5:15 today. KSL News Time is 5:05.
First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. We're brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever. Listen to Ricky Meese.
South Salt Lake PD are working a crash at 3rd West and 1700 South. We still have the cleanup of an earlier crash eastbound on the 21st South Freeway at I-215's West Belt. Some unusual slowdowns on the 201, a lot of it between 5600 West and Magna, and delays for those in Davis County, northbound I-15, Farmington to Clearfield. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. KSL News Time, 5:06. Back to Todd Fuchs.
The vaping industry. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Nearly 30 people dead from the vaping-related illness. Doctors say unregulated THC products are the thread connecting most of these deaths. This had led to the Utah Department of Health requiring vape specialty shops to post warnings. However, someone thinks we're missing the point. President of the Libertas Institute, Connor Boyack, joined KSL's David Dejanovic today.
Part of the problem here is that if we draw an inference that is not based in science or based in fact, we can also do harm while we're trying to do some good. Yes, it appears that the overwhelming majority of these cases were involving THC. However, these, by large measure, were not regulated products. They weren't tested. They weren't purchased from a dispensary. These are black market products. And so what the problem that we've seen is the messaging that's come out of this is to suggest that vaping THC is inherently bad, when that's not the case. People have been using this method of administration of THC for years and years and years without any incident.
Boyack is a medical marijuana advocate and was a key player in helping pass the law, the new medical pot initiative. He says the unregulated stuff is the problem.
The solution is not to ban or restrict regulated products that undergo testing that aren't causing the problem. We just need to be cautious, I think, especially when Utah's program is about to fully come online, before trying to suggest that this is inherently bad when it really appears to be one or a few black market products that are the problem.
He adds, while we're figuring everything out, we need to use a scalpel instead of a sledgehammer before we change the laws. In the meantime, specialists are saying that vaping-related illnesses are uncommon if you're not in the U.S. There's no evidence of the vape lung across the globe, even in countries where vaping is common. Britain has over 3.6 million regular e-cig users, but THC oils there are banned, and advertising is much more tightly regulated. KSL News Time is 5:08, and it's time for Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News at 8 minutes and 38 minutes past every hour, brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air.
There are three kinds of news stories you hear every year. Mosquito season could be worse than usual. Second, retailers are worried about this holiday season. Third, this year's flu season might be a bad one. Every year, those three stories. We've been hearing this flu story for the past few weeks. The reason we might have a rough flu season is that Australia had a bad one. It's spring there. They just went through winter. So do you get a flu shot? I do, fully aware that it might not work. It's like a 65% chance it'll keep you healthy. I had the shot last year, and I still got the flu. Worse, I ended up with a rockin' case of pneumonia. For real.
I got the rockin' pneumonia in the boogie woogie.
When I had the flu, my wife took me to the doctor, and he prescribed Tamiflu for both of us. You know what? She never caught the flu from me.
a Tamiflu's good. I take all this seriously, especially after winter 2 years ago. 79,000 Americans died from the flu. The shot was only 35% effective that year. If you do get the shot, it protects you less with each passing month. So they suggest you get your vaccine between now and Thanksgiving so that it still has some mojo during the worst of the flu months. Now, if they could invent a shot that kills mosquitoes on contact and calms down retailers at holiday time, we'd have nothing left to talk about. Except Syria, MAGA, impeachment, the Bidens, fake news, tariffs, trade wars, the squad, 2020, the border, immigration, Russia, Elizabeth Warren, Ukraine.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever. An unusually lighter than normal drive tonight southbound on I-15 in Salt Lake County. Slowdowns between 45th and 7200 South, but northbound I-15 on the flip side, that's packed in and slow, starting prior to Bangor Highway through Midvale. Spots of slowing westbound SR-201 scattered between I-215's West Belt and Magna. Michelle?
Well, we have delays. This is on Bangor Highway, seeing those slowdowns in spots from Salt Lake all the way down to the Riverton Bluffdale line. 5600 West, again, that's pretty solid. California Avenue into West Valley. I-15 in Utah County in good shape, but we do have a crash. This is northbound at American Fork, and it is off to the right shoulder. Steve?
And if you're on southbound Foothill Drive, we have those typical slowdowns between 13 South and Parley's Way. Northbound I-15, wide open speeds, leaving downtown Salt Lake unusually light this afternoon. Scattered Davis County delays, though, between Kaysville and Layton. Northbound 89 slow in Fruit Heights up to 200 North. University of Utah Health named best hospital in Utah by U.S. News and World Report 6 years running. Their only care is expert care. Learn more at uofuhealth.org. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Kevin Eubank has your hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report. An hour-by-hour description as we head toward Tuesday.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. A beautiful afternoon. Tons of sunshine. Temperatures at the 5 o'clock hour should be in the upper 60s. We'll slide into the mid-60s for 6 o'clock, low 60s for 7, upper 50s for 8, and mid-50s for 9. Ultimate lows will be in the upper 30s under mostly clear skies. With your hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, I'm Kevin Eubank.
67 degrees in Salt Lake City. KSL News Time 5:12. And we go in depth now with Maria Chaleos.
Jeff, an unusual rescue last night at Mill Creek Canyon. You can see the video right now on the KSL News Radio app. Salt Lake County Search and Rescue was dispatched to bring home a man and his very big dog from Grander Peak Trail. Now, hikers reported that a 190-pound mastiff named Floyd and his owner were on the trail and unable to move. Now, crews were able to locate the man and the dog. They had them both safely down by 10:30. And as you can see, Floyd was packaged in a litter, carried down the mountain. His rescuers say that Floyd was a good boy and was happy to be assisted. He looks a little bit sheepish, like, oh, sorry.
I think he looks like ancient Chinese royalty being walked down
Isn't
the mountain.
Isn't he huge? That's not something you see every day.
Big dog. KSL News Time 5:13. Thank you, Maria. Bit of sad news from Hogle Zoo today. The 21-year-old snow leopard named Nima has died. Nima was the oldest cat involved in a multi-zoo management system that preserves populations of animal species. Nima died late last week from old age. Zoo officials say her regal presence will be greatly missed. One of the stories we're following on the 5 o'clock report, a beloved rocker of the late 70s and 80s, is battling cancer again. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt joins us live. Nick, who are we talking about here?
Jeff, we're talking about the one, the only Eddie Van Halen. There's my personal favorite Van Halen song. He was actually declared cancer-free back in 2002 after doctors removed part of his tongue. I guess part of his tongue had cancer in it, and then it spread down to his throat. But it's also being reported that he's recently traveled to and from Germany for treatments. He's yet to come out and confirm this, but if it is true, hopefully doctors are able to help him and he recovers quickly. This guy means a lot to people and even to me. Van Halen's self-titled album, it was the first CD that I ever owned. And as a guitar player, I've always looked up to
Eddie
him.
Van Halen, one of the greatest rock guitarists of all time. Definitely top five. Trending right now on social media. Just a heads up, tonight is Disney night on Dancing with the Stars. So if you ever wanted to see Sean Spicer doing a Paso Doble to a song from The Lion King, tonight's your night. It's your night, not your thing. There's always Netflix. KSL News Time, 5:14. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the president hits Turkey with sanctions. Steel imports to Turkey will go up 50%. Some higher-ups in Turkey's government will also see their finances clamped down on. I'm Todd Fuchs.
Second, Utah women are among the least likely to get a mammogram. Over 38% of Utah women don't get screened. Some of their excuses are that they're too busy. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America's lowest Visa rate ever. Here's Ricky Meese.
We do have a crash in Utah County, northbound I-15 in American Fork, but it's out of traffic on the right. Also, an accident in Murray State Street, about 6600 South, not far from the mall. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunny and beautiful across the state, but some changes are on the horizon. I'm Kevin Eubank.
A picture-perfect 67 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Vice President Pence setting the record straight as Turkish troops continue their attack along the Syrian border.
Well, the United States of America did not give a green light to Turkey to invade Syria. The president has been very clear on that point and reiterated that to President Erdogan today.
President Trump imposing new sanctions on Turkey and announcing that some U.S. forces will remain in Syria.
The president of the United States called on the president of Turkey to stop the invasion, to enact an immediate ceasefire and to begin negotiations with Kurdish forces in Syria.
In the meantime, Kurdish forces, once U.S. allies, are now fighting on the side of Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad. A police officer from Fort Worth, Texas, who fatally shot a woman in her own home, has resigned.
Lee Merritt, family's attorney, says Tatiana Jefferson was home playing with her 8-year-old nephew when a concerned neighbor phoned police.
What kind of police force responds to a wellness call with the equivalent of SWAT?
Body cam shows officer Aaron Dean didn't identify himself and opened fire just seconds after demanding Jefferson show her hands. Fort Worth Police Chief Ed Krause says the officers resigned, and had he not,
they would have fired him.
Mayor Betsy Price promising
a third-party panel of national experts to review this department.
The family wants the officer prosecuted. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Dean is white, Jefferson was black. President Trump's former advisor on Russia, Fiona Hill, testifying to House committees conducting an impeachment inquiry. Rescuers in New Orleans are now using dogs as they search for a construction worker who is still unaccounted for after Saturday's partial collapse of the Hard Rock Cafe Hotel. Fire Chief Timothy McConnell.
Unfortunately, we have not had any success as of this time locating the person who is still missing.
Two people were killed in the collapse. More than 20 were injured. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Friends and family of Utah Tech executive Erin Valenti are grieving. Meanwhile, her parents and husband are criticizing the San Jose Police Department. Valenti went missing in California last week, and her body was discovered in San Jose on Saturday. Her friend, Scott Paul, talked this morning with KSL's David Dujanovic. He says Erin's family's criticism of the San Jose Police Department is valid.
There's no real need to comment there. She was marked as voluntary missing, and anyone that knows her knows that she didn't voluntarily go missing, and things could have been different. We had to self-organize as friends in Utah. We had to self-organize and try to do a search party 5 days after it was just too late. And that's not the way it should have gone. It should have been different.
Erin was the CEO of Tinker Ventures here in Utah, which helps companies launch apps. Paul says he wanted people to remember Erin for who she was, adventurous, exuberant, independent, full of energy.
So this was as she was leaving a conference in Southern California, going up to the Bay Area. She was on cloud nine. I mean, she was telling me, I've shared these last words on social media because I think they're pretty telling of who Erin is. And it's all about how she's discovering what her superpowers are. She's ready to do anything. She can kind of see the future. She's ready to help her company get to the next stage. I mean, it was powerful. And so the last memories and messages I have from her are just her being Erin, just wanting to take over the world and accomplish things. So I'm happy that I didn't have one of those distress calls that her parents and her husband had, where it sounds like she was sporadic and kind of bouncing off of lots of different ideas and it wasn't herself. I didn't receive that call.
Paul says he's waiting to hear what comes of the investigation. Her cause of death has yet to be determined. You've been listening to The In-Depth of 15 and 45 Now. Your trip home, KSL News Time 519. We have Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever. Ricky, how's it look?
Not too bad for southbounders on I-15. We have a little bit of heavy and slow traffic between 45th and 72nd. I am hearing scanner chatter of a new crash. Southbound I-15 about 146 south in Draper, but that's about it. Haven't seen it yet. Northbound I-15, now that's a different story. You've got slowdowns that stretch from Bluffdale up to Midvale. A little bit of slowing eastbound I-215 south belt. This starts by the golf course over to I-15. Heavy and slow westbound SR-201 Redwood Road out to Magna. Michelle?
Well, congestion around the intersections. This is Bangor Highway between the 21st South Freeway and the Riverton-Bluffdale line. If you're on 5600 West, that's also very slow as you're going between I-80 down into about 3500 Southwest Valley. I-15 in Utah County, southbound, you're in good shape. Northbound, we have a crash in American Fork. Off to the right, Steve.
And we still have that crash in South Salt Lake, 17 South at about 3rd West. Keep an eye out for scattered slowdowns, slow and go on southbound Foothill Drive between 17 South and Parley's Way now. Northbound I-15 rolling wide open with lighter than normal flows from downtown Salt Lake City up into Davis County. Delays from Kaysville up through Layton. Northbound 89 slow through Fruit Heights up to 200 North. The UACPA supports its members through advocacy, professional education, and leadership development, helping them succeed in an ever-changing financial world. Proud sponsor of Money Making Sense. Download the podcast today. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Steve-O. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's check the 7-day forecast. Here's Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. What a gorgeous day. Tons of sunshine, temperatures in the upper 60s. Tonight, mostly clear and 39. That nearly full moon, it was full on Sunday, will be out there, and it should be brilliant. Brilliant and beautiful. We'll see mostly sunny skies and low 70s on Wednesday. Then a little cool front nudges across the area on Thursday. That'll bring in clouds and drop our temperatures into the 50s for Friday. Storm moves in Saturday afternoon and evening. It'll be some valley rain mixing with some snow lasting through Sunday morning. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
67 degrees. Looks like there's going to be a change in the weather in the middle of UEA weekend coming up. KSL News Time, 522.